with the Cantus co-commission, that's not, I don't want to give the impression that's like the new music of your season. You have lots of new music or music of our time, we might say, mm-hmm. more euphemistically. And I want you to describe what is the piece that So Percussion is playing called Drumming.
So Percussion, terrific group. We presented their debut in Boston a few years ago and wanted to have them back. Yes, they have the full battery of, you know, toys, sometimes we call them, musical instruments, and some, you know, instruments that we're going to call musical, cans, blocks, just found items that they are willing to interpret, you know, into these pieces. And Steve Reich is obviously one of the giants of contemporary composition, and particularly his own deep interest in the percussion battery and range of instruments. And so it's a piece that I've heard them do. It's just terrific, and it is when you watch them perform, you can get distracted if you actually try to figure out how they do it figure out where's the meter, what's the beat there. And I've seen people almost mouthing the counts, in the audience as they're trying to figure out, because it is that kind of course, rhythmic, but sort of repetitive. It almost becomes kind of a mantra, that happens with sound that you really get wrapped into, and it's the pulse of it really kind of takes over.
It's almost like, I never really thought about it until I'm hearing you describe it, which I'm grateful for, because it is hard to describe. But they're doing drumming, Steve Reich, and I'm just sort of feeling like the experience is not unlike, even though the music's not anything, almost not like it at all. The experience for an audience member is almost like that of the Goldberg Variations, that you're there for a long time. Mm-hmm. You're involved in something that's sort of continuous and is taking you through just this endless, seemingly endless path of turning one thing around and looking at it from another angle. Mm-hmm. And it's a remarkable, I've never actually had a chance to see it live. So I'm especially grateful you're bringing them to do this, because I want to be there for it. But drumming is this piece that continually evolves over the course of this this really pretty substantial amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, you can almost call it that. There's a there's an aspect of chant to it.
Yes,
the repetitiveness of it, but then the evolution of it at the same time.
Yeah.
And for me, there's some sense of kind of waves that are happening, both sonically in terms of volume, but also the ebb and flow over the course of the piece. And at first you have to pay a little bit of attention to it, but once you get into it and you can follow that path that they're leading you on, it's quite a special journey and certainly a unique piece.
Yeah. And again, there's more new music in as part of the season. Thomas Addis and Kirill Gerstein are doing a piano duo recital that includes some of Addis's own music. Mm-hmm. And then there's a piece by Mason Bates, a really, really amazing composer, being played by the Dover Quartet.
It is. I'm thrilled to have that. Mr. Bates is, I think, a composer in residence at Kennedy Center now.
Yes, that's right.
Has been just prolific in terms of churning out some works, and their connection with the Dover, I think, is terrific. And for me, I'm very happy with that we were able to launch the debut series at the Longy School of Music. And again, that notion of these are young artists that we're presenting that you would otherwise have to travel out of Boston to see. And the thing was, it was about, yes, you may not know them, but and here's where Celebrity Series is taking a curatorial role, in the same, we're saying trust us because you will get to know them over time. And now that we've been doing the debut series for about 5 years now, some of those artists are starting to come back and give recitals at Jordan Hall, at Sanders Theater. And I think the again, that watching the artist grow over time and evolve is really special to us. And I think watching a Dover quartet, a young quartet, who is already dealing with commissioned work and new work, I think is going to put them in a really interesting place in the sort of, let's call it the ecosystem of chamber music or string quartets, because there's a lot of them out there. And, you know, certainly every one of them is worried about how do we distinguish ourselves. And it's about the playing, but it's also about their musical interest. And I think Dover is a terrific quartet that bears listening to.
Yeah. And just on the continued theme of me trying to find out from you what your perceptions are, because I just value it so much, and you're paying attention to all these things so closely, getting back to younger audiences, not only their desire to engage with artists, but do you find, am I wrong in feeling like there really is literally a more open attitude to new music among younger audiences? Do you find that new music is finding its home more widely now than it maybe used to, as it was sort of like, here's the new music concert?
I think that's true. And I think I heard a phrase from Evan Ziprin at MIT and Bang on the Can. Uh-huh. And he had this phrase saying, not your father's modern music. and I'm old enough to know when I was growing up and playing instrument, you know, really interested in classical music and active in it, and I'm going to probably make some enemies, but there were a cadre of composers who were considered new music, and it was not music that I found very accessible or enjoyable. Didn't really want to go to the concerts. And I think now the new composers, Mason Bates, all of them, my own theory is that the conservatories now have such a wide range of musical influences, you know, at the highest level. So now conservatory students who are, let's say, studying classical instrument or composition or performance, mm-hmm. Are going to hear jazz ensembles. They're going to hear maybe there's a cinematic music program at the conservatory. Maybe there's a world music program. Certainly the accessibility to world music that now I think there's a lot more influences going into it. So my theory is that the composers who went through that and have been hearing that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, mm-hmm. are now composing works that I think are much more inclusive of other influences and therefore, to me, much more interesting than some of the modern music that had gotten so cerebral, it was difficult to enjoy.